Today's shir is Masechta Zrachim Daf Peches. We will begin on Daf Peches Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. We know that in the Beis Hamikdash there were various kelim that were used, different klisharis that were used for different purposes. Says the Mishnah, Klei Alach, vessel designated for liquids, Mekadesh Masalach, are to be used to be Mekadesh liquids. Umidas Yavesh, and the kelim that we use for dry materials, for solid materials, are mekadshin as hayavish, are what is mekadish dry materials. Rashi points out that when it comes to kelim used for dry materials, there are actually only two kelim. There was a keli that measured a hin, and there was a sarin. There was a keli that measured one isarin, and there was a keli that measured a chatzi isarin. And in fact, Rashi goes on to say that it's interesting to note that when the Mishnah speaks about lach, about kelim used for liquids, the Mishnah uses the word keli. When it comes to yavesh, the Mishnah uses the word midah. Why? So Rashi says, because as we just pointed out, there were only two kelim used for midas. So that's why the Mishnah uses the word midah versus using the word keli. Other mefarshim explain, because the keli, when it comes to a dover lach, when it comes to a liquid, you have to use a keli. You have to use something that has a receptacle. When it comes to a dover yavish, the need for a keli is not that great, because it could even be put on a flat thing. That's why the Mishnah Bay Lach specifies that it has to be a keli. On the other hand, by yavish, the Mishnah just says it's yavish. Continues the Mishnah, Ein kli halach mekadeshes is a yavish. The halach is that a kli lach, a keli used for liquid, cannot be used to make yavish. If you put into it something yavish, it will not be kadosh. But lo yavish, nor vice versa, nor can a keli used for yavish be used to make kadosh as a lach. Continues the Mishnah, kli hakodesh shenikfu, if one of these kelim get a hole, im oisibahen ein melachten, shaya oisin vein shleimen, if they could still be usable for what they were used when they were whole, then the halacha is that the mekadshim, they're still kodesh, then lav, but if they're not usable in that manner anymore, a mekadshim. So posh pshat in the Mishnah is that when these kelim were designated up front, they were designated with a stipulation that they will only be mekadish, that they will only have the ability to be mekadish as long as they are whole. Once they have a hole in them, they will not have the ability to be mekadish. And what does whole mean? Whole means that it could still be used for its original purpose. That's posh pshat in the Mishnah. Another interesting pshat in the Mishnah that I saw is as follows. If these kelim have a hole above the area where they're usable, so then the keli will still be usable. But if the hole in this keli is below the area where it wants to be used, so since the hole is in such a low spot on the keli, then this keli doesn't have the ability anymore to be used. Continues the Mishnah, Memlav Emekachim, Vekulam, or kelim, a mekadshim el b'kodesh. They only have the ability to be mekadesh when they are in the kodesh. And as the Avni Nezer I saw, and Rav Nachum Zemb and Rav Yosef Engel both say that when Beis Din originally is mekadesh these kelim, the original stipulation is that these kelim should only have the ability to be mekadesh as long as they're in the Azara proper. If they're not going to be in the Azara proper, they will not have the ability to be Mekadosh. Says the Gemara, Amish Shmuel, Loi Shana Alamidus. when we speak about our Mishnah saying that a keli used for solid cannot be mekadesh a liquid, or vice versa, it's only these kelim that we spoke about when we learned the Mishnah that were used for the midos, for the measuring. Ava mizrukos, as we have learned many times, there were mizrukos, there were certain pans in which typically they put the dam and for making the zrikas. There the halacha will be that those mizrukos, even though they're made typically for blood, mekadshin still have the ability to mekadish even something which is a solid. Where do we see this from? Shenema, as the pasuk says, shneim meleim soilus. This is referring to the kabbonis that were used, that were brought by the Nasiim, by the Chanukas HaMishkan, and the Torah is teaching us that they brought in these kalim that were used typically for liquids. They brought in them a carbon mincha, which a carbon mincha is a solid. So here we see that even something which is a solid can be miskadish in this kalim. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha Medifta L'Ravina Mincha Lachihi. Isn't a mincha considered something that's a liquid? Because a mincha is made out of flour and oil, and oil obviously is a liquid. Answers the Gemara, Amalei V'Nitzucha El Yavishaba. In the carbon mincha, you don't have every drop of flour successfully mixed together with oil. There are parts of the carbon mincha that are not mixed with oil, so they're completely solid, and yet they became the Scottish in these mizrukos. So we see that it has that ability. Vibay same, another teretz. Minchel gabadam ki yavishtami. Indeed, one could suggest that a mincha is considered a liquid. But even if one could suggest that a mincha is considered a liquid, when you compare a mincha to dam, which is, as we said a moment ago, what the mizrukos were typically used for, the mincha is certainly considered a solid. So to a degree we see that mincha is considered a solid, and yet it has the din that it could be in the Skadish in the keli. Continues the Gemara, Am Shmu, Kli Sharis, A Mekadshim El Shleimim. Kli Sharis have the ability to Mekadish only when they're whole. Now, only when they're whole, A Mekadshim El Meleim, only when they're full. Now Rashi says that the definition of full here does not mean that they have to be full to the top. It means that they have to have the right amount of material that's supposed to be put in them. As we saw before, some mechas had it with them in a sarna of flour, some mechas had it with them a chatzi sarna of flour. So the Gemara uses here the word meleim. The word meleim, he means that has the proper amount of flour. It's full with the proper amount of flour. And furthermore, a mekadshim el mitoichon. What the word mitoichon means, we'll see in a moment. Vamriloi, others say, that what are the requirements in order for the keli to be able to mekadish? A mekadshim el shleimim, when they're whole. Umaleim, when they're full, the definition we gave a moment ago. Umibifnim, when they're inside the azara. That's how Rashi explains. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that the definition of mibifnim means that from the inside. Tosfos says that if somebody were to carve out on the bottom of the keli a receptacle, a new receptacle, and use that to put whatever you're supposed to put into the keli, it would not, under those circumstances, be mekadosh the keli. Ask the Gemara, my benayu, what is the nafkamina between the two b'shoynis? Because the Gemara in the Havamina assumes that the fact that both b'shoynis, both versions of the Gemara, don't use the same wording, there's obviously a nafkamina. What is the nafkamina? It benayu berutzei midos. The nafkamina will be if sometimes when you fill up a keli, especially when you're dealing with a salad, you could have an amount that goes over the rim. And that's the machlokes what would be the halacha with the amount that goes over the rim? The first version that had the word mitoichon means that in order for it to become the skadish, it has to be in the keli. If it's not in the keli proper, it won't be in the skadish. The second version, however, did not have the word mitoichon. And therefore, according to the second version, even if it's not actually in the keli itself, it will still be kodesh, even if it's going above the rim. However, says the Gemara, the Masnisa Tana, we learned in a Braisa, the Masnisa Tana, we learned in a Braisa that combines the wording of both of these versions, and according to this Braisa, Ein Mekadshim, the Kalim only have the ability to Mekadish, Ella Shleimim, only if they're whole, Umleim, full measures, Umitoicham, if what's inside the keli, not what's over the rim, Ubefnim, what's inside the Azor. However, continues the Gemara, Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochanan, we just said if you don't put it into the keli, if you don't put into the keli all the right shear, it won't have the ability to Mekadish, says the Gemara, Loishana Elish Ein Da'ata Lahoisir, where there is no intent to ultimately put in the right amount. But if there is an intent to put in the right amount, Avul Da'ata Lahoisir, if there's intent to put in the right amount, even though one has not yet put in the right amount, the halacha is Rishon Rishon Kadosh, as you put in these amounts, they are Mekadish in the keli. And there's a fascinating Marit al-Ghazi, a psak from the Marit al-Ghazi, based on this Gemara. The Marit al-Ghazi discusses a situation where Rachmana l'Tzlan, there's an individual we know that when somebody has a Bechor, he has to give Chomis Slon to the Kohen. Let's say somebody doesn't have Chomis Slon, he only has two Slon. Should he do a Pinyan Aben with just those two Slon? So he says, yes, do the Pinyan Aben with what you have, and then, as long as it is the intent of the father of the Bechor to give the whole amount, then the halacha will be that the Pinyan Aben is a valid Pinyan Aben. And what is his basis? His basis is our Gemara, because our Gemara is teaching us that even if you don't have intention, even if you're not putting in the whole amount now, but it is your intention to put in the whole amount. It's already Mekadish. Similarly, if it is your intention to give the whole amount that you are due to the Kayan, even though you didn't give it right now, it's going to be fine. Although I did see that the Paiskim make a distinction and they say that this is not the halacha under all circumstances. They say, for example, let's say on Sukkot, somebody doesn't have all Dalad Minim. He only has three of the Dalad Minim. Should he take only those three Minim? Or there's no point if you don't have all Dalad Minim. The other place can say that certainly you have to take all Dalad Minim. For they say, specifically, all year round, specifically, by mitzvah, where you could do part of the mitzvah and then fulfill the rest later, is the halacha, if you can only do part, do what you can. Like an hour Gemara, like the case of the Pinyan Aben that we just discussed. But in a situation, say, the Paiskim, where there's a specific way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the mitzvah done, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that all four minim be taken, anything less is not considered having done the mitzvah. Tanya Namihachi, and indeed says the Gemara, so did we learn in the Braisa, Meleim, Ein Meleim El Shleimim, only if you put in the entire required amount. However, comments Rabbi Yossi, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Amosai, when will the Keli not be Mekadosh if you didn't put in the full amount? Only under those circumstances, does Man Shein Da'at Elohisa, where it is not his intention to put in the whole amount that he has to. Avol Da'at Elohisa, but if it is the intention to ultimately put in the whole amount, then the halacha is Rishon Rishon Kadosh. Each part that you put in becomes Kadosh. We learned in the Mishnah, Ein Kli Alach Mekadosh Yavish, a keli used for liquid isn't Mekadosh solids, nor vice versa. Comments the Gemara, Omer Rav V'Temer Asi, Ein Mekadosh Mekarev, that if you put an item, if you put a solid into a keli made for liquid, or vice versa, then the halacha is that you can't be makriv. Then the halacha is that that item isn't be kaddish, is not kaddish enough to be put on the mizbeach. Avim mikatshim, they are kaddish vipasul, to the degree that it will become pasul. That means if the item is taken outside the azara, or it's kept overnight, or there's a special din by kachim, that if somebody who's a mechusuk purim, somebody who still had his tahara but didn't bring the necessary kabonis, or somebody's a tefil yoyim, that means he went to the mikveh and didn't go to the but didn't have heres shemesh yet, since it was put into this keli, it makes it susceptible to these various invalidations that I just listed. Ikvi the Masan law. There are others that learn what we just learned aha on the following halacha. The halacha is Eimavim Menachos. One may not bring a kar mincha or nesachim or mincha behema or bikurim min ameduma. We have here machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos. What is the definition of meduma? Rashi says that meduma means when you have truma mixed with chulin, that even though the entire mixture is mutter to kahanim, still, according to Rashi, it cannot be considered mimashki Yisrael. The law is that kabbalists may only be brought mimashki Yisrael from something which Yisraelim may eat from. Yisraelim may not eat from something that has this mixture of truma and chulin, and therefore they can't be used for carbon. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says that since it's permissible to be, such a mixture would be permissible to be eaten by Kohanim, so therefore it isn't considered a problem of Mimashke Yisrael. And therefore Tosfos says the definition of Mehameduma is something that contains in it Arla or Kalei Akerim. And certainly the halacha is a carbon may not be brought from something which is purely Orla or Kali HaKeren. Vimhevi, if somebody did bring such a carbon, even if he put it into a Kli Shares, like Kidesh, the halacha is that it's not Kadosh. Omer Rav Vitem Ravasi, like Kadosh Likarev, it may not have the Kedusha that it could be brought for carbon, of Kaddish Lipasol, it is Kaddish to the degree that the various invalidations that I just identified may not will apply to them. And furthermore, the Mepharshim say that once they're put into the Kli Shares, the halacha is that once they're put into the Kli Shares, they can't be pigeoned, they can't be redeemed. Furthermore, the Mepharshim say, based on this Gemara, that we see that this items that are also Bahanoah, for example, Orla and Kalei Kerem, are not necessarily Hefker, because if they were Hefker, then they would have maybe different halachas. So we see that in halacha there are two different categories, a category of Issa Hanoah and a category of Hefker. Furthermore, I saw a very interesting shaila. Now that we've learned that the halacha is that something which you may not eat, you may not use for carbon, discuss the paiskim. I saw a shaila in Tzitz Eliezer. What would be the halacha if somebody made havdalah on wine? And after he makes havdalah on wine, he realizes that the wine is teva, that the trumas and maisers were not separated from that wine. What will be the halacha regarding that havdalah? Will one have to make over havdalah? And he clearly paskens that havdalah need not be repeated. Firstly, he says you always have the ability to take off the trumas and maisers right after the havdalah, and it wouldn't be an issue. Furthermore, he says that even without that possibility, since the havdalah, according to many paskens, is only midrabbanan, so we're not concerned a mitzvah ba'aveir by Havdalah. Furthermore, the inyan of Havdalah, the point of making Havdalah, is not necessarily connected to the wine. the Havdalah carries its own obligation. But since the Havdalah is not connected to the wine, so even if there was an Aveira done in using non-permitted wine, that doesn't affect the validity of the Havdalah, and there won't be an issue, and certainly one would not have to repeat the Havdalah under those circumstances. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Kli Kodesh Nikfu. If the Kli Sharis get a hole in them, says the Gemara, Ein Matich Nasai. They should not be repaired by melting down the damaged area. Or, Ein Matich Natochen Ever. One should not pour hot lead over that spot to make a patch. The reason is because Ein Anias V'Makam Ashiris. The Beis HaMikdash is considered a Makam Ashiris. The Beis HaMikdash is considered a place of splendor, of wealth, and to have to go start spending, you know, repairing things as if we don't have the ability to buy something new is not respective to the Beis HaMikdash. Although, I did see that the Tosfos asks that the Gemara says that there was a Machteshes, there was a grinder in the Beis HaMikdash, that the Gemara says when it got, that they, it was used for the Ktiris, and that the Gemara says in Masechta Erchin that when it got disrepaired, they brought people from Egypt to repair it. So one teretz I saw is that since this was the Machteshes that was there from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, so it had special significance to them, that's why they wanted to repair it. Another pshat is that the Machteshes is not considered a Kli Sharis. Only by Kli Sharis is there halacha that it should not be repaired. This wasn't a Kli Sharis. Another teretz is that it was still somewhat usable. When is the halacha that if something is not, that something should not be repaired in the Beis HaMikdash? Only when it doesn't, not usable, or at least not usable for its original purpose. But if it's still somewhat usable, this halacha would not apply. Then I saw there's a sefer, Tshuva Me'ahava. The Tshuva Me'ahava was written by a Talmud of the Noida Behuda. In fact, the Talmud of the Noida Behuda, the Tshuva Me'ahava, was ultimately his successor in the Rabbonis of Prague. And he asks his Rebbe that we find seemingly two contradictory concepts in halacha. There's one concept that we've just identified of Ein Anias V'Makom Ashiris. Then in Beis HaMikdash, everything went with great Ashiris, with great splendor. On the other hand, he asks that we know that the Gemara says in many places, HaTorah Chasa Amamonim Sheyisrael. The Torah is concerned about the money of Klai Yisrael, and they want it to be used sparingly. So how do we resolve these two seemingly different concepts? So he, the Noi de Behuda, is very impressed with his Talmud, because his Talmud in that Tshuva brings down the various Gemaras that take these very different approaches. But the Noi de Behuda actually says, that that's really up to Chazal to determine which concept should be used under which circumstances. But then I saw that the Torah Tamima asks a similar question, and that the Torah Tamima, the way he answers the question, is as follows. He says, when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, we have the concept that our Gemara just taught us of Ein Anias V'Makom Ashiris. However, when it comes to the Yochid, when it comes to the individual Jew amongst Klal Yisrael, there we have a concept of a Torah Chasa al Amonis Yisrael. The Torah is concerned about Jewish money, that it should not just be spent, and that they should try to save as much as possible. Continues the Mishnah. Sakin Shenifgam, if a knife gets a gets a nick, and we know that a knife that has a begima cannot be used for shechita, is the halacha ein meshchizas pigimasoi, which cannot be repaired. And here too, the mafarshim explain. Certainly, the Gemara doesn't mean that if it gets a slight pigima, slight nick, it cannot be repaired, because so many knives were used, as we've been learning, constantly in the Beis HaMikdash. And to say that it shouldn't be repaired is really saying too much. What it means is if it gets a very noticeable gima, a very noticeable pigima should not be repaired. A slight pigima may be repaired. Similarly, nishmata, if the blade of the knife falls out of its handle, a machzir nesoi, it should not be returned. Says the Gemara, Abishol Oimer, there was a knife in the Beis HaMikdash that was constantly developing pegimas, and the halacha is that if a knife with pegimas is used to shecht, that animal becomes treif. The nimno lav kind of a genzur, so the kadam said that the knife should be put away. And again, as the mefarshim explained the Gemara, here we're obviously referring to a situation where the knife developed a slight pegima. And as we just explained a moment ago, a knife that develops a slight pegima, we said, may be repaired. But that still doesn't change the fact that even though it may be repaired, it will make the animal slaughtered with a treif. And that's what happened here, that this knife, even though technically it could be repaired, because there isn't an issue of ein anis v'makom hashiras on this knife, but there was a concern that this knife was making all the animals being used for a treif, and that's why the Kaharim said it should just be put away. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanim, Big Day Kahuna, Ein Oysen Oysen Ma'ase Makor. When we have the material used for the Big Day Kahuna, we shouldn't make needlework. Needlework means that they used to take pieces of material. First you take a piece of material, and then you sew the piece of material into a beged, into a garment. That should not be done. Ella, how should they be sewn? They should be sewn ma'isa arug. That means they should be immediately sewn to be made into a garment. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ma'isa arug. Furthermore, says the Brisa, nizgalu, if these big day kahuna become dirty, we shouldn't use any detergent to wash it. Ask the Gemara, Haba Mai Mechapsin. So there's two parts to this question. One part is, if we're saying that washing a garment is a problem because of Ein Anias V'Makom Hashiras, so what's the difference if you use water or you use detergent? And furthermore, part of the Gemara's question explained to Rishonim is that actually it should be better to use detergent than just using water. Because when you use detergent, you're more likely to be able to get out the stain. Amar Abaya, therefore Abaya interprets the Brayse as follows. Hachikamar, Huga B'mayim, if it got dirty with a stain that could come out just with water, so it's not such a deep stain, then the halacha is, Mechaps Noisa B'Nesav Oil, we could use even detergents to take out the stain. However, Huga B'Nesav Oil, if it got so dirty that the only way to get out the stain is with detergent, then the halacha is apamayim emechapsin, that we shouldn't even use water because such a beged should be put away. And as the Gemara says, that the soiled begadim were used to make wicks for the menorah or torches for the flames that they lit by the simchas beis ha-shoeva. The Yeshayim continues the Braisa, we shouldn't wash soiled garments. But here too again, explain the Rishonim. It doesn't mean that the begadim in the Beis HaMikdash should never be washed. Because again, as we've been learning, they use these begadim, they constantly were sprinkling blood. So it was very common that the garments of the Kahanim got dirty. The difference is, as we said earlier, if it's a noticeable stain, then the halacha is that that beged should not be used. If it's not such a noticeable stain, then the beged can be washed. Tarabon. Mill kula shetchel soyo. The mill was made completely out of blue wool. Shenemar klil tchelus. Ask the Torah Tamima. What is the Gemara teaching us? It's a pasuk. The Gemara is quoting the pasuk. Klil tchelus. That should be made completely out of blue wool. So what is the Gemara teaching us that we don't know from the pasuk? Answers the Torah Tamima. That if we only had the pasuk of klil tchelus, we would think that the Torah is teaching us that we have to use pure blue wool, but not that the wool, we have to use pure blue wool, but not that necessarily has to be blue wool only. Just the blue wool has to be quality blue wool. Teaches us the Gemara that that's not what the Torah means. That the Torah means it should be completely blue wool. Shulof Ketzer, how was the hem of the mill made? Says the Gemara, maybe Tchelus, blue wool, Vagom and purple wool, Tla, Shonim, and red wool, Shazurim, and they were twisted together. Eight strands, the Gemara Masechta Yuma says, of each color were twisted together to form threads of 24 strands. Voice Naisai, and we formed them to min remainim shlepiskopiyim. They look like pomegranates that the mouth then opened. At a certain point of ripening, the pomegranate's top open up. This looks like pomegranate whose top has not opened up. Ukmin tnoish or knoises shibroshi tnoikis. They look like the shape of the cones on the helmets of the children. They used to have helmets that the children wore when they used to play with each other. And on top of the helmets, there was like a cone-shaped object that looked like this reminder. Or maybe shivim b'shnayim zogim. They brought 72 bills. Bells, shebehen shivim b'shnayim imbalin, that had in them 72 clappers, v'tayla behem, and they were hung within these pomegranates. So according to Rashi, according to the Pshat of our Gemara, the Pasuk Pshat is that the Remoinim and the Pomoinim were one and the same. Outside they looked like pomegranates, and inside these pomegranates they put bells. There is another Pshat, however, that they had bells, and on each side of the bell they hung a pomegranate. And in fact, the Mepharshim say that according to this Pshat, they had double the amount of pomegranates than they had of bells. What is the lesson? As we're about to start learning in the Gemara, the mill and the pomegranates all speak to the issue of Lashon Hara. And what the Gemara is teaching us here is the best advice how not to say Lashon Hara is not to talk. And that's why you had double the amount that didn't make noise versus the amount that did make noise. Says the Brisa further, according to this, there were 36 bells on the front side of the mill, and 36 on the back side. There were only 36 bells altogether. 18 in the front, 18 in the back. Says the Gemara, Amar Ani ben Shoshan, Kemachlaikis Khan, the same machloikis that we have here regarding the amount of bells that we had, kach machloikis v'maris nagon. We have a similar machloikis regarding to how many nagoim there are. The Tanan, as the Mishnah teaches us, im sech the nagon, maris nagoim, Reb Dais ben Hakoinus oimer lamed vav, there were 36, Akavi ben Mahalo oimer shim v'shnayim, there were 72. And the simple pshat in the Gemara, is that the same number is used here and there. But another pshat that I saw is that, as we're about to learn, the me'il actually is mechaper on the aveira of Lashon Hara, and therefore they're very connected. Says the Gemara. Vama Rabbi Yoni Bashoshim. Lama nismecha parshas kabonis l'parshas big dekuna. Why do we find Machlokes Rishonim, either in Parshas Tzav or in Parshas Tetzava, that the Parsha of Kabonis is next to the Parsha of the Bigdei Kehuna, Loimeloch, to teach us, Ma, Kabonis Mechaprim, just like we know Kabonis have the ability to bring Kapara, Ah, Bigdei Kehuna Mechaprim, so too Bigdei Kehuna have the ability to bring Kapara. And the Gemara goes into every one of the big dikuhuna of the Kohen Gadol. In fact, there's a machlokes if it's only the big dikuhuna of the Kohen Gadol that has the ability to bring kapara, or it's even the big dikuhuna of the Kohen Gadol. Says the Gemara, Kassinus mechaper for shvichas tam. The Kohen, the Kassinus is mechaper on the Avera of shvichas tam. Shnema, v'yishchtu sim izim v'yitblu as haktainus bedam. We find by Shvatim, with the story of Yosef, the pasuk says that they put the ksinus in dam. So we see that the ksinus is connected to shvichas dam. The Mashal says shat as follows. He says that if somebody is chas v'shalom murdered, the clothing that is closest to his body are the clothing that's most likely to get dirty. So for the blood, the kindness which was right on the body of the Kayan was the beged that is like that's connected to Shvichas Dam. Mechnosayim mechaperes agila arayus shnemar vasei lohem mechnesei bad uchasas es psara erva. So we see that the mechnosayim are connected to the erva. I saw a very nice pshat. The Farshim say that the Torah uses here, not by all of the Godim, but by some of the Godim, the Keren David says this part, the Torah uses midai bad. Midai bad, we learned earlier, means that it should fit the wearer. Says the Keren David, the limit over here is that even though the Kohen, God wearing the Begodim, is mechaper on the Averis of Klal Yisrael, including the Aver of Gilei Arayus, and because of that, he's supposed to give them Musar, but Midei Bad. When the Kohen gives Musar to Klal Yisrael, he's supposed to give them the Musar, Midei Bad, in the proper way. The Metznefes, Mechaperes al Gasei Ruach. The Metznefes is Mechaper of people who are arrogant. Menayin, Omer Chanina, Yova Dovah Shebegoiva, let something that's worn on the head be a chaper al goiva, should be mechaper on somebody who is arrogant. And as the Mefarshim old say, the Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos, say Reishach, that cover your head, keheche the chavulcha emtu the Shemaya, in order that you should have your Shemayim. So we see that covering the head brings your Shemayim, which is of course the opposite of gasas ruach, which is the opposite of arrogance. Avnet mechaper ahiru alev. Wearing the avnet mechaper of somebody having improper machshavas, hechadis by the heart. And in fact, I saw that the Mefarshim say that we know that nowadays we certainly don't have the big day kahuna. And even we had the big day kahuna, regular people, certainly non-Kohanim, did not wear big day kahuna. However, explained the Mefarshim, that there is a minig in many communities that everybody wears a gartel, wears this kind of a belt when they daven. Why? Because when one davens, he has to be careful not to have hira leiv, to be able to concentrate in his tefillah, and that's why he wears the avnet. Choshen is mechaper adinim. Shnema, as the pasuk said, v'sisa choshen mishpat. Eifoid mechaper avoyz kuchavim. Shenemar ein eifoid. If there is no eifoid, then trofim. Then there is avodah zara. Mil is mechapa loshon hara. Menayin amrav chanina yov adavish shabakol. Let something that makes noise, as we're learning that the mil makes noise. Yechaper al koil hara, that you mechaper on the bed on bed speech. I saw that Rav Chaim Kanievsky asked that if the Eifoid is Mechaper al Avodah Zarah, so then we know that the first Beis HaMikdash, he asked, was destroyed because they did the Avera of Avodah Zarah. But if they had the Eifoid is Mechaper in that Avera. So he says a few truths. One teretz is that the Eifoid is only Mechaper on Machsheves Avodah Zarah. Somebody has Machsheva to worship Avodah Zarah. But if they actually worship Avodah Zarah, that the Eifed is not Mechaper. Another Teretz says that it's only mechaper if individuals do the Avera Avodah Zarah. But at that time, by the Beis HaMikdash Rishon, it was most of Klal Yisrael who unfortunately worshipped Avodah Zarah. On that, the Me'il is, and that the Eifer is not mechaper. The Tzitz, continues the Gemara, is mechaper alazus panim. The Tzitz is mechaper on somebody who unfortunately acts with chutzpah. The Tzitz says v'hoi metzach aaron, v'azus panim says metzah isha zoi hoyavach. Eini, ask the Gemara, is this the way that shvichas dam and lashon kapara have a kapara? V'am Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, shnei dvarim l'metzinulhem kapara v'kaparis, there are two averes that don't have a kapara through the kabbonis. Rather, they have a kapara through another way. Shvichas damim v'loshen hara. Shvichas damim have a kapara through the egla rufa, and loshen hara has a kapara through the ketayrus. The tanner of Kananya, menayim leketayrus shemechaperus. How do we know that the ketayrus has the ability to be mechaper? Shenema v'yitein es haketayrus v'chaper alam. This was after the story of Kairach, where they spoke Lashon Hara. The Tanna Deberi of Yishmo, Amah Ketaris Mechaperis, what is Ketaris Mechaper for? A Lashon Hara. Yoveh Dovah Shebechashai, let something that is brought in the Beis HaMikdash on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and as the Gemara says, that when the Ketaris was actually brought, no one was certainly not allowed to be in the Beis HaMikdash. But they weren't even allowed to stand in the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. And therefore, Yav HaDavah Shebechashai, let something that's brought in private be a chaper al Masa Chashai, be a chaper on the Lashon Hara that's said privately. So therefore, ask the Gemara, Kosh Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara. Before we said the Me'il is Mechaper Lashon Hara, he was saying it's the Ketairis. Kash Shvich Hastam, Shvich Hastamim. Before we said it's the sinus that's mechaper on shvichas tamim, and here we say it's the egla rufa. Answers the Gemara like Kasha. Hadi di man katle. When we know who committed the murder, so there the sinus is mechaper. However, point out the Rishonim. When we say that the sinus is mechaper, when we know who the murderer is, it's not that the sinus is mechaper for him, because the person who's the murderer is mechuy misa, as we're going to see in a moment. It's mechaper for the rest of Klai Yisrael, because of Klai Yisrael are raving zel zel. How do you deal with my katle? Then when we don't know who the murderer is, then we have Degla Rufa. Ask the Gemara, Idi Idi my katle, if we know who the murderer is, back to Tohu, then he should be killed. And so the Gemara is talking about the maze of Eloi Asabai, where he didn't get proper Hasra. Ask the Gemara of Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara Nami Lakasha. He who said it's the Ksonis is Mechapir. He who said it's the Melon's Mechapir. He who said it's the Ktaris that's Mechapir. Habit Sina. Loshnar that said Betzina, the Ketairis is Mechaper. Haba Feresia, Loshnar that said publicly, the Me'il is Mechaper. I asked the Sfas Emes, the Loshon Hara that was said, that we learned that Ketairis is Mechaper was by Kairath. That was an Aveira that was done publicly. Says the Sfas Emes, that even though the act of Kairath was certainly done in public, but they didn't say their Loshon Hara publicly. They didn't just go and publicly speak against Moshe Rabbeinu. They did it through innuendo. They did it in a sneaky, sly way. And that's called Bechashoy. Interesting to note, says the Kli Yakar, that the Torah, when Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to make the big day kuna, it says, V'eila begodim, ashiyasu, they should first make the choshen and then the eifed. However, when we look in the Pasuk seems to say that they made the ephod before the choshen. Why? So the Kli Yakar says a beautiful pshat based on our Gemara. Our Gemara says that the choshen represents din. Ephod represents avodah zarah. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael to make the bigdei kahuna, he said first make the choshen. I'm more concerned, said Hashem, that there should be peace amongst the Jews, amongst Klal Yisrael. There should be din amongst Klal Yisrael. I'm not so concerned about Avodah Zarah. I'm not that concerned about my honor. I'm first more concerned about the welfare of Klal Yisrael. However, when when Klal Yisrael came to actually make the big dekuna, they said just the opposite. We're more concerned about the honor of Hashem, which is represented through the ephod. So Avodah Zarah is the opposite of the honor of Hashem. So first we're worried about the honor of Hashem, and only afterwards are we worried about Choshen, that there should be peace and harmony amongst us. Hanu Lachamizbeach Makadosh, Hanu Lachamizbeach Makadosh, Hanu Lachamizbeach Makadosh.